me bring this back over here, Mr. Ab, because this is going to be a great show tonight. We have a very, very special guest from a long way away, and I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to like it, Ab. But before we get started, I want to do a little opening because you know I want to pay great respect to our guests. And so I made a little homage. And let me know if you can see this.
Okay. I can't hardly wait. I don't even know who the guest is.
Is it there?
Oh, there's two Uncle Odds on the screen. That's a scary thought.
All right. Can you see? Hola. Hey there. Uncle Odd here. Today's Sunday, October 4th, the year the boogie virus breached my home. And as of today, day four of its infiltration, Uncle Odd is still undefeated, facing off against the silent assassin. Uncle Odd 4, boogie virus 0. And by the way, Sprouts Farmers Market, up yours. Uncle Odd has his ways. Uncle Odd got his cookies. Mic drop.
Ooh, that was good.
Yes, 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 I'm back, as is my co-host, Ab the Fakeologist, and you're in for a treat tonight. Promise. But just a fair warning and a word of caution. Tonight's guest just might break your brain. He almost did mine, and I'm not even kidding. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am, this handsome brain breaker hails from Australia, but was smart enough to get the hell out of there before Victoria went on full draconian lockdown. And he escaped to Malaysia's beautiful capital city, Kuala Lumpur. Yes, his name is Bon. John Le Bon. And he's the world's leading skeptic. Yes, I said it. He's the world's leading skeptic. Don't believe me? Well, head on over to johnlebon.com. That's johnlebon.com. Kick the tires a little bit, if you dare. johnlebon.com is John's renowned, world-renowned website, whereby even the most fundamental truths, which most people generally take for granted, are evaluated on an empirical and logical basis. And no field of inquiry is considered too taboo. While you're there at johnlebon.com, search for 37 Things Normies Believe. And upon evaluating all 37, be prepared to look in the mirror and say, "Hi, Normie." So tonight, Norm and Norma, we're going to unpack all 37. Well, maybe not all 37. That's up to John. But I recommend to you, grab unto your bootstraps and buckle up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's with my great pleasure to introduce you to the researcher who makes any hoax crap its pants, Mr. John Le Bon. Welcome to the show.
Hey, yeah. Happy to be here. Hi, Mike. Good day. Good day. How are you?
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm okay, mate.
That's great.
I'm here in Kuala Lumpur. I'm in between the Twin Towers here. They haven't collapsed yet.
Well, I thought you were there for the controlled demolition between your flight lessons, John.
Yeah, well, it's okay. The gig's up. It's not it's John Le Bon. This is the Fakeologist speaking.
You sound a little bit like Ab the Fakeologist.
My Australian accent is very poor.
It's poor.
It's almost as bad as your baking skills. Why don't you bake your own cookies? Why do you have to bother the people at Sprouts?
Oh, just look at these. Look at these ingredients. The 1,000 ingredients that's also in there that's like chemicals.
Oh, yeah.
Just The reason why is I want to test my immune system, and I want to see how many toxins can I eat before the boogie virus comes for me. You know, because I am at battle. This is day four.
No, it's amazing. This has been such a big week for you. I want to say, as a, I don't even want to admit I'm your parent sometimes, but as your pod parent, I want to say that you are just hitting it out of the park. Oh, you're at 676 subscribers. You're growing as fast as a weed. Your shows this week have been unbelievable. Your show with JJ, I was making notes while I'm driving down the highway. There's so many gold nuggets. Last night's show with JJ was just the best. It could be one of the...
He's the best.
It could be, yeah, but you got it out of him. I haven't really seen too much of him. But boy, just a fantastic show. Your video where you stormed into Sprouts and almost made it out, and and all the work you're doing. If I was your employer, I'd be very concerned that you are doing a little too much FACO tubing, and you're just doing a fantastic job. I'm sure he doesn't listen to the show.
I'm doing it all on the weekend, though.
Yeah, the weekend and evenings. And plus, you've got a crisis in your house with COVID has come to visit you worse than Santa ever could. So you've got so much on the go.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Unbelievable.
But you know what amazes me the most is little old us, my friend. Look at all the people that we have in the chat. I am just so happy that all of these people are in there because they're awesome. And I know many of them, have come over from Airborne Saint.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had a chance to listen into that, today, but I was on at 10 a.m. with Mike, and we just had a great show. We had a wonderful show, and I just see more and more of those people migrating over here. I think they like the content. And, I just want to share with everyone that a couple weeks ago, we were, what would you say? We were stood up, by.
We've had difficulty with guests, and we've had technical difficulties. It's been a challenge, but, we do like the opportunity to talk to different people because we want to learn. We're here to learn. We don't really know everything. We think we know a lot, but every time we think we know a lot, someone else comes and blows us away. And that's right. I like your inquisitive mind. I have an inquisitive mind, and I think that we can bring a lot with guests, but sometimes it just doesn't connect.
It's hit or miss. John was going to be on a couple weeks ago, and it was a miss, and that's okay. And so we rescheduled it for tonight. And, I don't know. He's not here. So,
all right. You're here. I'm here.
Yeah. I wanted to play the intro anyway. Yeah. John, sorry you missed it.
Are you still a member of his site?
Yes, I am a member of his site. Sure, I am.
With all your busy schedule and your FACO tube empire growing, like, leaps and bounds. Do you have time? Because you only have so much time in the day. Do you have time to go over there? What's happening there?
I love what, you know, I don't go over there much, only because, you know, I'm just admitting I don't go to fakeologist.com.
You don't even go to my website. I know. You confessed.
I don't read. I mean, I like videos and I like audio. That's how I learn.
That's good. That's fine.
And I really respect that you document everything in the written word
as much as you can.
But to me, it's just, it feels so much more efficient to be able to just listen, you know, usually at 1.5 speed, except when I listen to you because your voice is just so awesome.
Yeah. Now you don't have to listen to me at a different speed because you talk to me all the time, and I doubt you would listen to any of my shows because I think you've had enough of me. We talk on the phone. We do after shows. We do pre-shows.
We do.
My wife's getting jealous because you're kind of taking up a lot of my time. And, you know, or actually, she's grateful probably that you're taking up a lot of my time.
Can I share with you something? This is, don't tell anybody, you know, and everyone listening in, you didn't hear this. But, so we're supposed to be going on a cruise, my wife and I, yes. Royal Caribbean cruise this coming, Thanksgiving yes. week.
Yes.
And they, so far they've canceled everything through October 31st. They came out with this 67-page PDF of their guidelines of what's going to be expected from guests right. who go on. Now, I'm not a mask guy. You know that. I'm not someone that is going to get tested. All of that is required. And so I'm not going. Right. And so my wife said, okay, well, what we'll do is we'll, my daughter and my wife and me, we'll do their travel. They have something to where you can travel for the next year mm-hmm. until the end of next year without any change fees.
Yeah, you get a voucher.
You get a voucher. So we're going to do that. And we okay. were eyeing maybe next summer doing an Alaska cruise. I've never been to Alaska and thought that was kind of fun, would be kind of fun. And by then, who knows if this thing passes over. So last night, if people didn't listen to John J. Singleton,
yes.
he gave a little peek into the future. He gave a little bit of insight. You know, he has an inside scoop to where he actually reads, annual reports, and he takes deep dives into what these Babylonian druids
yeah.
are doing, the ones who are ruling the world. Right. And
It's all online.
The playbook is all online. And he said that this is going to happen. This is funded through December 31st of 2025. So things aren't going to change very soon. So I'm not even thinking that the Alaska cruise is going to go very well. And so I don't care. All I know is I'm not going Thanksgiving. So I was in watching a little football before the show here mm-hmm. and go Tampa Bay. They won again, 3-1. And she came in and she was just kind of, you know,
this is your wife,
not sheepish. Yeah. My wife, Yana, not sheepish, but she's like, hey, I want to run something by you. And I'm like, sure. What? And she said, would you be open to considering if the cruise isn't canceled for Thanksgiving? I know you don't want to go and I know it's an issue for you and everything, but
does she want me to go with her?
she's like, would you mind if Vlada, my daughter's best friend, Jenna would go?
Yeah.
And they could be in a room and then my wife would be in the room by herself and I'd stay here. And you know, the first thing that I thought of, this is so horrible of me.
Go for it. I thought,
cool. Man, yeah. That's a staycation. I can do lots of this right here.
Oh, wow.
We can have lots of fun with all the people in the chat. We'll just have our own vacation, you know?
Staycation.
A staycation at Uncle Odd's and just do lots of content that week. And I'm super excited about it. And I'm like, bon voyage, baby. And, wow. so that's what's going to happen.
Oh, that's yeah. a go, eh? How full is the ship going to be? They might have the ship to themselves.
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I don't think they'll have the ship to themselves because I think people are, but I still think it's going to be canceled, honestly. Mm-hmm. Just based upon what we heard last night, it just seems like, you know, the airline industry isn't long for this world and mm-hmm. commercial cruise lines aren't long for this world. So I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it was a really ominous description, but it makes sense just from an economic point of view. Restaurants cannot make a profit and make money with half full airlines. Well, the airlines are flying full though. COVID doesn't, the COVID is filtered out by their magnificent air system apparently. So from what I've been listening to on different broadcasts, those flights are full.
But but there are probably not as many routes as they used to
do. Oh yeah, I agree with that. And I've heard they even, the whole flight half the time is on standby. If they don't fill it up, they don't go. So there's a lot of nonsense going there. But his prediction was maybe only Delta would survive, which I believe Delta is the biggest airline with all the incredible mergers and acquisitions over the last couple of years, which should have been illegal, by the way. It's certainly anti-competition to just gobble up all your competitors into one super-duper airline. But the cruise lines, he said, will be gone. And, of course, this is all Agenda 2030, Agenda 21. They don't want people unnecessary travel. So obviously that includes cruises. That's very unnecessary. Those are just lard lines where people just bulk up, eat, and just float around the ocean. And traveling around on airplanes, well, we know that they do so much damage, according to Greta Thunberg, and therefore we can't have any of that. They'll still be the big wigs and their executive jets flying all over the place, but for the hoi polloi, forget that.
Hey, real quick, I just want to say hi to Brian Stavely. He's in the house with that
Brian.
Big, beautiful wrench.
All right.
And so always nice to see
you. You don't have any troublemakers in the chat, so I wouldn't worry too much about that.
No, I mean, it's been amazing. The first night, or the first time I did this, there was, what the hell's his name? John Jay or Dave Jay.
Okay.
Dave Jay absolutely just destroyed me.
I told you, don't give too much negative energy out. Let's stay focused. Let's not get bogged down. You also said you shouldn't and you wouldn't look at the chat because it's disrespectful for your co-host here or your guest.
Yes. Good point. Well, I figured since our guest was not here
you could break all kinds of rules.
My co-host wouldn't mind if I just, you know, said hi to these wonderful people in there. So let's
tell everyone all the good work you've been doing. Why don't we do that? Cause that's really, if this is a solutions-based broadcast, we should really tell everyone what work you're doing. What are some of these websites where they can print out stickers and print out NOLs? Cause that is the solution-based part of the broadcast that may be having a positive effect on trying to break this spell.
Sure. Well, since you manage all of those, why don't you share with everyone where they can find things?
Well, the main one that I haven't printed out yet because I can't access it from Canada, actually, is fake11.com/mask. I can't get the labels through Amazon. However, that's not an excuse. I could easily order 3x3 labels for my laser printer and print out your I'm exempt medical exemption mask that you drew up for a 3x3 label. You ordered it from Amazon. They did all the work. They did the color. But if you can't get access to Amazon service, then you can do it yourself. I'm sure you can find a 3x3 label to run through your through your laser printer. And do it yourself, which is actually far quicker and more efficient. And we've got the graphic up.
Yep. And you can also find this one on at the same URL, fake11.com.
And we got to get JJ's. I call him JJ if I could. He printed up a Department of Health exempt card that you liked. So we should get that one too.
Yes.
And fill in the blanks on that. Print it out, laminate it, and shove it in your wallet.
Right. And then also today, he is so amazing. Today he sent probably how many attachments? I would say 8 different emails that each one had.
Well, those were all his emails? He was killing us.
Oh, yeah. Those came from him.
Okay.
And you know, I'm still with this Proton mail. I get a little frustrated because, you know, you can't copy and paste everyone's email in there. I can't figure it out anyway.
You can just do a reply all. Reply all is what you want. No.
If I'm forwarding, like if he sends just one email to me with 3 attachments and I wanted to forward it to the group, you know, there's about 8 of us. I literally, each time I forwarded it, had to enter in everyone's email one at a time.
Well, then you may as well use something a little more efficient. And you've got a Telegram account. And that might work better because it's better for group-based discussions.
Okay.
So we've got t.me/UncleOd, T, letter T as in tango, .me/UncleOd. And if that's your broadcast group, so that's where only you and I can send out messages. Now, if anyone wants to react or add their own discussion, t.me/UncleOddDiscussion. That's three D's in a row. Uncle Odd Discussion. And I spelled it wrong. I spelled Uncle Odd, but it's Uncle Odd. If you go to t.me/UncleOdd, you'll see where to go. We'll put links there. But the point of that is, if you actually, say, go over 1,000, say, in the next week, subscribers, you're definitely going to be, you're going to be able to live stream from your phone. So when you go into your next store and have your next conflict, you will be able to live stream to YouTube. I think you can already do it to Twitter, but you might not be set up on that. So if you get more on the radar, and you should, and you will, then you're going to probably be getting more harassment from the YouTube cops. And I don't want to make a show every single time you get knocked off, because those shows become annoying with all the other content creators. So we'll try and have a backup.
Yep.
Where if you go to fake11.com/UncleOdd, it will always link to your whatever YouTube channel is available. Right. So we've set that up. So people need to bookmark these things or memorize them. Because if Uncle Odd disappears from your main channel, then you can find him always. So you'll have links on fakeologist.com, or you have your own t.me/UncleOdd. And Telegram is a WhatsApp alternative where you don't have to reveal your phone number. So we don't have to have each other's phone numbers to connect, which is great. And it's also not Facebook or Google. It's, I don't know who, it was started by Russians. I have no problem with Russians or wherever they moved to. I don't know where they are, but it's not, as far as I know, owned by the big boys, that are busy spying and selling all your data 50 times over. So is a great app that you can actually use on your desktop. You can download Telegram for Windows. I don't know about the Mac. I didn't look. Probably you can. It'll go on any Android or Apple phone, which I guess are the two only main dominating phones. And that way you can get all communications through Telegram. And as far as I know, Telegram isn't pulling down their own channels. I haven't heard of any censorship over there. Yeah.
And from what I understand, it's more secure.
Yes. Whatever that means. You know.
I have zero idea, but it sounds good.
It's probably just less spying and less selling of data. Not saying they don't do it. I don't know. But it's a backup, so you can always find wherever Uncle Odd is.
Right.
If he moves around, because Uncle Odd is obviously on ascending, and he will be on the radar, and he's the truth that we got last night from JJ off the charts. That guy he's figured out how to maneuver in the legal system and play by their rules, and their own rules shut them down. But you have to know what the rules are and how to approach the court system. And I like what he said. He said, we should all know how to approach the court system. We don't need a lawyer. You just need a little bit of confidence. And not everything in life, you don't need someone to hold your hand every step. However, I know people love that. People like to pay and get it all done. But we should all learn the law and learn how to write letters. And he's already given us all the letters. Just fill in your name and then carry it to a courthouse, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Sorry.
I stopped talking just so you could interrupt, but I can keep going. No. I take a pause, that way you can say something. But I know you're playing in the chat or something, but that's fine.
I thought I lost my YouTube chat, so I was just kind of freaking for a little bit. You know, this is all this has happened very fast, Ab. I mean, just I remember the conversations that we had less than 2 months ago, I think, where just like start ugly, you know.
I said, just do a show. You all you do is talk, and you can't get a word in edgewise when you're on the air. And here I am, I'm doing all the talking tonight, and you're quiet. But yeah, you.
Well, I was thinking that I owe this channel to the Australian group on Saturday mornings.
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Been talking with them, if you recall, I remember I used to get so darn frustrated because
you didn't drink enough.
Yeah, we'd be having a conversation, and then It's just inevitably somebody who was just having fun because it's Saturday night over there would just step all over a conversation. I got frustrated and I remember reaching out to you saying, enough, you know, I'm done. And
well, you're also a professional. Those guys are just a bunch of wankers, but they're okay guys. They're okay.
They're great guys. And,
if you like that kind of stuff, they get a little pissed and it's a little raucous and no one's listening to each other, but that's the fart broadcast. I do it. I join in on my drive and I try and get a word in edgewise and there's Rollo and Exoteric.
Yep.
And there was Golden Skidmark, but he seems to have disappeared and it's just sort of a little get together, which is also okay. As long as you're aware of that, then you're not going to get any great speeches going.
No. And you just said, look, why don't you start your own thing? And
look at you.
Because you have some things to say and
you have a talent to get things done as well. That's what I like about you. You're solutions based. You're executing all kinds of things in your spare time. Things that I think are pretty meaningful. And we're up against the military. This is not. You can't expect one guy or 10 guys to change the world, but what are you going to do? Roll over? Because that's the alternative.
Well, there's one gentleman that, in our Telegram chats that we've been having and our email chats who's been on, you know, our team of eight now. Mm-hmm. His name is Paul. He's from South Florida. He's coming and spending the night in Tampa on Tuesday. So he's driving up all the way so that he and I can meet on Wednesday and spend time on this NOL, this notice of liability, because he's really been amazing at taking all of the Florida law and distilling it into the letter that we can use. And so we're kind of at that strategic point of honing in on that because we're going to pull the trigger. And, again, I don't know all the proper language, but, we're going to put a lot of people on notice and do it the right way. You know, to be able to go on record and you give them notice once. If you don't hear back, which there's no way we'll hear back based upon the conditions of that, then you serve them a second time, 21 days later. And then you do a third time, 14 days later. And then I think 7 days, if you haven't heard after that, then you issue your final, I don't know what that's called, but it's a process, but it is legal and it becomes airtight and it can make a difference. I mean, it can make a difference. It's just like, you never know what's going to break the dam. Ab,
you don't know. But one of the what I did actually on your JJ, John J. Singleton, I like to call him JJ, and your video from last night is I was making a lot of notes because he said so many things that I thought were amazing. One of the things that really knocked me out was the money, and I want to see. I put timestamps. It's a powerful feature of YouTube in the comments. You can actually put a timestamp of the audio,
and how do you do that?
You just type the number. So for instance, 1 hour, 30 minutes, 10 seconds, you would type 1:30:10 and YouTube will linkify it. And then you just click on it and it does it on its own. It's one of the only apps that does that. I want to get FacoTube software to do that. That will be handy. And if you click it, it should jump. So let's see if it works.
Okay.
Published is nothing. It's more like 10, 20, 30 okay. trillion dollars.
Okay. Is he coming through loudly?
Among other things. I mean, we can
he's coming through. Let me make you, let me make you co-host.
Well,
sorry
if you want. No, I'm just playing the audio. You don't need to see him. I just wanted to play the audio. He was talking about the money. The money being spent is not the magical $6 trillion that I think is the official number. It's way more than that. And I thought,
can you play it?
Pardon me?
Try playing it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to start a little earlier. See, I think
to the counties, you guys can look this up yourself. Look up your city. Like I did mine, City of Orlando. I looked up CARES Act funds, City of Orlando. And
now I think he said CARES. Is that CARES? CARES as I cares for you.
Yep.
The CARES Act Fund. I don't really know what that is.
Me neither.
I didn't get a chance to look that one up, but let's hear what he says.
Got $243 million in April, I think it was, or June, and I know they've gotten more. I just haven't looked for more, but that's $250 million for a city. And then I looked at my county, which the county encompasses about three cities here in Orlando, Orange County, and it was about the same.
Oh my God.
So every county and city.
Did he say that the Orange County got the same amount of money?
I just did Tampa, where I live.
Oh, where did you find? Where's the link? That's powerful. I want that link.
21.5 million.
How did Orlando get $250 million? Is that all going to Disney World?
Well, they are.
I know it's a big city.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me.
About $250 million where there's a decent number of people. $250 million. And now we have 67 counties, and we
there
have.
There you go.
There's 10,000 cities in the country. There's 3,600 counties in the country, okay, roughly. So how much money is that? You're in the trillions easily. So the $2.2 trillion you see published is nothing. It's more like $10, $20, $30 trillion.
Did you hear that? $10, $20, or $30 trillion. Now, that's a trillion is 12 zeros, so $10 trillion is 13 zeros. That number is impossible to contemplate. It's so big. That is
amazing. Where does that come from, though? That's what I was trying to think that through today. I'm like, okay, so the Druid Babylonians are funding this, but where are they getting all of that money?
Well, I guess the point is they control all the banks through the World Bank. And I wonder, I don't know the genesis of the World Bank. I guess it was to do good, to loan money to countries that had no money. And I saw a video of what it did to Jamaica. Basically, they took over the country through the bank. And, you know, you can kind of see both perspectives. You don't want to lend money to someone and they just blow it again. You want to give them some rules, say, listen, you got to do it this way. But I guess the tendency is to just basically say, no, you have to do everything this way. Otherwise, you won't get the money.
Right.
But they charged you serious interest rate, and in the end, it destroyed Jamaica. It destroyed their entire agriculture because all they did was turn it into a ward of the state. So they just closed all their industries and brought everything in and made them dependent forever. And I think that's, of course, what the whole point of this is right now. So the World Bank is just may have started off with good intentions, but maybe it's been taken over by the same Babylonian druids that you say, druids, and they're just making up the money because they control all the banking system of the entire world. So they're just making the money out of thin air, and it doesn't matter who it's owed to. It's maybe owed to nothing, nobody. And they're just, so they're making Canada, for instance, a ward of the state by loaning us infinite amounts of money that we can ever pay back. We're putting up our country as security, and we all know how a loan works. If you don't pay the interest on the loan, which could easily get out of control, then they start taking the security. So you pledge a lake. Okay, we get the lake. So now it's ours forever. You can't get it back. It's not a pawn shop. You can't come back and get your lake. So you lost your lake. You've lost your resources. And that's, I guess, a great way to take over a country.
That's a good point.
But that's what I see happening throughout the world. So the money is owed to nobody, I guess, if they just print it or make it digital.
I didn't put two and two together, but Nick Fire in the chat says that the CARES Act was what was behind all of the unemployment. Compensation. So if that was the funding, so if that is the CARES Act of Tampa's to help distribute $21.5 million in aid to help workers and businesses impacted by COVID-19.
Yeah. Funding you guys in the United States, it's a little trickier because, again, the United States is a decentralized country. The governors, the states have most of the power. So it's a little harder for your federal government just to make money flow downwards. In Canada, it's a lot easier. Canada runs under the parliamentary system. We're more of a dictatorship. We don't have all these impediments to concentrated power. Our prime minister, who's just a drama teacher, he's just the actor up here. And we're run by three or four men. that run the whole country, and they're not elected. We call it the Privy Council. It's the same in all Commonwealth countries.
So I just found out what the CARES Act is. It's a Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security Act.
Okay. So there
you go.
So it's new.
Yeah, it's all related to the response that this, you know, boogie virus turned the world upside down, and that's exactly what it's
so called. All the money has to come from your federal government because the states basically have no money. Counties have no money.
They're broke.
Right. They're meant to not be able to borrow money, from what I understand. I know they can float bonds and whatnot, but as a rule, they can't really raise taxes because Americans are allergic, rightly so, to taxes. So really the only way is through federal manipulation, even though they have no jurisdiction over most anything in the state. But that is how, I suppose, you can concentrate power when you control the money.
But this is where it all starts. Everything that I'm, you know, stumbling upon, like with Robin and Nate, with the show that we did with them, to where they, you know, when you start talking to them and about how you reclaim your birthright or whatever the right words are, your sovereignty, you know, you quickly realize that you, everyone in the chat, you are a corporation owned by a corporation.
Yeah.
your city is a corporation. Your state is a corporation. The United States is a corporation. And so ultimately those lead up to, so there has to be a board of directors for all of the corporations worldwide. And it seems like last night, John Jay was talking about the Freemasons and the fact that the governor of each state reports to a man.
Well, here's that quote. Let me hear this. I got it.
Right.
And that's another rabbit hole.
That's right.
But your cities, counties, and states, in fact, and I'm going to stop after this comment on this because we can go for a long time on this. Your governor does not run your state.
Okay.
Your state is run by one man per state. It's a man. It's one person, and it's a different man every state, but it's not your governor. And it's not the United States president, right? That's correct. So,
who is it?
Give that some thought.
Who is it? Who is it in Florida?
You want me to tell you his name?
Yeah.
All right. Hang on a second. Let me look it up.
He had to look it up.
I'm going to tell you guys how to do this. Let me do a screen share.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you how to find out who it is.
I love this. Hey, do you think this is the deep state we're talking about here? Because a deep state is not that deep. It's hiding in plain sight. It has to be. We're not run by people underneath the earth. They're right next door. As a matter of fact, you probably have a Grand Lodge down the street in Tampa somewhere. You probably drive by it on the way to the Sprouts every day. It's probably a lot more obvious than you think.
I don't know the hierarchy of the Freemasons, but I think somewhere in there the Shriners are maybe lower level. So the only experience I have is with my therapy dog, where I take COVID's, I would take Zammy to the Children's Shriner Hospital every Monday morning, and I would see these dudes with funky hats. And everything seems so above board with all these older gentlemen in there. They all kind of hang out in there and.
Do you know where 508 East Kennedy Boulevard is?
They don't seem like evil people. What's that?
Do you know where 508 East Kennedy Boulevard is?
Sure. It's downtown Tampa.
The Hillsboro Masonic Lodge, number 25. So you've got four of them that come up when I look in Tampa. So,
I think every city has a Masonic Lodge.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And one of the things that another guest that didn't work out was Marcus Allen of Fetch123.com or EscapeNewNormal.com. Shout out hopefully he gets his show back rolling. He has been talking and banging on about Masons since the beginning of time, since I ever met him. And he has always said that the only way you get anywhere in this world is you have to become a Mason, because they do take care of each other and they tend to run everywhere. Just what JJ was saying. And I'll play a little more of JJ and we'll hear some of the names. Because the other thing I did not know is that not only do the Grand Masters of every state run the state, but they also have another hierarchy that I did not know about. So, for instance, the states are clumped together in regions, which I get. I'm guessing these will be the future mega regions of North America. They'll be probably similar to these regions. So they clump together, and they have a lieutenancy of states. And I don't know if he said there's a chief lieutenant of, say, six states, but he's another power broker. So all these layers, and maybe this is the so-called deep state.
This is you yesterday. I'm not calling it a show. I'm a conversation.
I got you three places really on my screen here.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, this is interesting.
I hope you're open to doing more of these, because especially as we go through our process, give everyone a little update on what we just did, what we just mailed, and
sure. Yeah.
So he's looking it up still.
Here we go. All right. So what you do is just go to a browser where you're going to search.
What are we searching for?
And I like using DuckDuckGo.
Okay.
You're going to laugh at this, but this is what you search on. Most worship.
Oh, right. Most worshipful master. Oh, most worshipful grandmaster.
Of Florida. And you just put in the name of your state.
I just type grandmaster. It seems
to work.
This
is who's running your state. This runs your traffic courts, your divorce courts, your family courts, everything, your tax people. And this is who's calling the shots right now and approving everything or disproving whatever it wants to be disproved.
So this is – no shit.
Uncle Law, have you ever heard of this? Did you know of this before? Really?
Never.
You've been on this earth for 55 years. You never bumped into a bunch of Masons that were telling you what to do.
Never.
Strange.
Never.
Me neither.
I see a big picture of them, too.
I think they must have – somebody said in here that in the chat that Masons, you have to be a Mason before you can become a Shriner.
Right.
So that's interesting too.
That's true. Yeah, I think it's another level of Masons. It's just another brand, another level.
Okay. Runs the state of Florida.
The Grand Poobah
is the most worth.
Mm-hmm.
The Grand Poobah is what? I mean, is that the highest level of Mason? I just don't get it, because that doesn't mean that this dude that the governor's reporting to, that he's then reporting to a Shriner? That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, they have a network.
Worshipful Grandmaster.
They cannot be denied.
Okay, of the Masons. Now, you can get his name and address and everything. All right, it's all in here. This is the guy.
Well, actually, the governor could be a Mason too. And if he's not the Grandmaster, he probably is.
That's
you
a great point.
You have to punch him in, see if he is. They don't usually hide it.
Jeez.
Okay, for the state of
DeSantis,
Florida,
we'll look him
up. What to do. He tells the mayors what to do. Now, he has people above him. If you want to go, we could just go into all that, too. But
do it. Let's do it. Peel back that onion, baby.
Well, okay.
Holy moly. So this is...
This is okay. It takes me a second to dial this in, but just be patient here. So.
Okay, look, Freemasons run the world.
Yes, it's part of it. It is part of it, but they literally do.
Okay.
I can show you how I can.
Well, DeSantis' child's name is Mason.
One question then.
Uh-huh.
So, Trump, is he just an actor? Is he part of the script, or is he really someone who's trying to fight the deep state, demon state, whatever you want to call him, or is it just an act? Is he just part of the cartoon?
There's a mix of that. From what I can tell right now, I think he's a knowing participant. He might be a willing participant, but let's see what happens in this next term. I believe he'll be reelected. I think he'll do that fairly easily. Mm-hmm. I hope he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, for right now, I think he's a knowing participant. He has to know that it's fake. He has to know that it's all a scheme. And maybe he's playing along so he'll get reelected and then bust him. I don't know.
Okay.
A lot of people like to believe that.
But you don't think it's self-evident that he's just part of the Freemason Lodge somehow, some way?
I don't know that he is. I don't think he is. Is he?
Okay. I don't know. No, I mean, if Freemasons run the world, I'm thinking that – if there's that dude that I just saw that runs the state of Florida, there must be a dude who runs the United States of America, and it probably isn't Trump, right? Probably is.
This is where I think
he
goes
report up. To someone.
I just
want to
hear
question.
This one last thing because I didn't catch
it.
Okay.
I know that we can all tell he's being influenced.
Sure.
Yeah. So. Let's see if this does it. Okay. So this is a church. It's out of the Vatican. It's not the Vatican. It's part of the Vatican, but it's a church.
Oh, U.S. Lieutenancies.
The reason I like to show this is because once I've just shown you this guy, and there's one for every state, then I'm going to show you how this guy interacts with the foreign power. Now, this is part of it. It's very elaborate. Let's look at this church here, the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem. And now, the first thing that should get your attention is this phrase up here, U.S. Lieutenancies.
Okay.
But let's look at the link. So let's look at the U.S. Lieutenancies. What is that? Let's pick Eastern. And there's one of them that's very clear on what I want to show you. In fact, it's got a map. So I want to get the one that has a map because you'll just be like, whoa, how did that happen? All right.
Hey, Ab.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is so awesome. While you're doing that, maybe the better.
This is okay.
The better
flows, would be, by the way.
Since you're at.
Yeah,
you
go
know,
ahead. Let's keep talking. Yeah.
Well, no, I was going to say just share your screen so that people can see it because instead of looking at my mug the whole time.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I'll share the screen. Okay. Yeah. Let's get that going. Good point.
Yeah. I mean, people only can take a lot that much. There we go.
I know. I'm going to find it here. Well, okay. John is talking here.
All right, okay. If you're wondering, if you want to follow the money, this is
yep.
where.
Okay.
And the banking system is like a tool, okay?
Is that coming through good?
Yeah, perfect.
So now notice we're talking about U.S. lieutenancies. Now, this is a foreign organization, okay? And it has U.S. lieutenancies on its website, and now it's naming them by region. Okay?
Wow.
This is what you should be really concerned about. And when I show you this one, when I get the right one, which is this one. Oh, here we go. Now, here is the North Central Lieutenancy. What is a lieutenancy? It's an agency.
Okay.
Okay, so what is the agency? It's...
This I've been researching a little bit of Masons through Marcus's work. Yeah. I never heard of this
part.
The
guy I just showed you for Florida. There's a guy for Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, Illinois. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of these guys all report to the North Central Lieutenancy. That is the lieutenancy for this entire set of states.
Okay.
These guys answer to this church.
Okay.
The church dictates policy to those guys.
Okay, so stop. Stop, go back up to that real quick.
Yeah.
So what we know is through the lockdowns and everything, the Michigan governor was a certified whack. But was also the Wisconsin and Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio, were
they also leaning
that way to where they were really onerous and draconian?
Yeah,
all right, that's basically what I wanted to just point out. We don't have to talk anymore about that, but that's pretty powerful. The Holy Sepulchre, that's a tough one to spell. If you type it into Google, it doesn't even bring you to that page right away.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it brings you to all the churches that are named the Holy Sepulchre, but I believe that's a tough one to spell. Let me see, H-O-L, I got to bookmark this, A-U-L-C-H-R-E.org, Holy Yeah, Google doesn't help find these things. No, I spelled
it wrong.
How about
DuckDuckGo?
Okay. Yeah, maybe DuckDuckGo will do a better job. Okay, I found the Holy Sepulchre Cemetery, so I can't even find it right away. So I'll stop sharing now and go back to the show. That's enough recap, I think, of the other show.
Great. I just asked people where they were from in the chat, and I'm seeing all over.
But that was a great show. Yeah, and remind all the chatters, get onto the Telegram. It's pretty easy. t.me/UncleOd. And, we can talk a little bit more about, the week. What did you think of the whole Trump story? Do you think, that's part of the script?
Man, you know, honestly, Ab, I have been just so plugged into what we're doing. I haven't had the news on 1 second. I just don't even care. It's like, it just seems that drama just seems like kabuki theater to me. Mm-hmm. And I just think that it's all scripted and, you know, I don't think he has the boogie virus. I don't think he's sick. I don't think Melania's sick. I just think this is all a strategy of some sort. And I don't know what to make of it. I'm just not, you know, politically savvy enough, I guess.
Let me share my screen one more time, because one of the things about this, you and I both have daughters.
Yes. And oh, you were telling me about this. Oh my God.
I got to show you this. I put it on FacoTube just to make it convenient, because it was on Twitter and my daughter's supposed to be at this university, and I'm really, and I know your daughter wants to get back in the whole system, and she had to go through her nonsense, the test and all that. That's dragging you into a very bad space for everybody. But when I saw this piece of propaganda coupled with more propaganda that the few people that are actually on campus in residence, I'm not quite sure how they selected who got to get in, but of course everyone has their own room, and they just worked out a deal that normally the students patrol their own residences. It's not interfered by the university itself, but they did some kind of deal where the university actually hired or trained some kind of students, maybe upper students, to be the COVID police force of the residents. So because this COVID's revolution is creating new potential conflicts between every single person in society, that you know that there's lots of people that don't like confrontation. I'm one of them. You're not one of them. But everyone is in the possibility of a confrontation. So right. They hire these constables, these student constables. They are going to be enforcing, the enforcers of the masks, of the distancing, of the get-togethers. Those are the three main thrust points to keep the fabric of society ripped apart. Now, they obviously got these students, and if you look at my screen, I put this on FakeOtube, FakeOtube.com. It comes from the Twitter feed of the Queen's University official Twitter, and watch this. Oh, sorry. I thought I was doing the volume here.
Worked hard to be here. I want to stay on campus and in Kingston.
I want to feel safe.
Face out or move out.
I don't want to spend another year in remote classes.
Don't spoil it for us.
We all want a Queen's experience.
But we need to do it responsibly.
Face out or move out.
Practice physical distancing.
Stick to your social circle.
Avoid large gatherings.
If you're experiencing symptoms, get tested.
Face out or move out.
We can do this together.
Do it for your family.
Do it for your friends.
Do your part.
It's our community. Keep it safe.
So horrible.
Yeah. So now I'm really glad she's not there.
Right.
And, yeah. Of course, your daughter's going to face this shortly, maybe the next year. So,
yeah.
That just makes me want to throw up. How else can you react to that? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's
depressing.
Yeah. It is depressing. And I was just going to do one of my little buttons.
These people, I don't know if they represent the majority. I guess they have to, but why the propaganda aspect of this is just so disturbing. And there's just nothing that makes sense about wearing a face diaper and limiting your oxygen supply and breathing in your CO2 and the moisture level of our breath. Nobody really discusses that, but we have a high humidity level of our exhalation. Yep. So that is supposed to disperse in the atmosphere and dry out. It's not supposed to sit in a face diaper against your skin to cause other issues.
Right, right.
And those of us that wear a bit of a goatee or a beard know that moisture does accumulate in our beard and cause some irritation, and that's without a face diaper. So, imagine wearing that for 8 hours a day. You know, the average person that's just shopping might have to flip it on for maybe an hour, but imagine doing that for the entire day. It's just ridiculous.
This is just an example of what John Jay is helping me with as far as filing a formal lawsuit. I don't know if it's a lawsuit or whatnot, but it's just really cool how he details it in here. I mean, just there is study after study after study after study after study of how these masks are really physically dangerous to you. So these are empirical, you know, peer reviewed studies.
Is it science? Because if it's not science, I don't want to hear it.
Well, it sure looks like it's
because
science.
When I argue with my father, he says, "Oh, it's science. It's science. It's science." I'm just sick of this dismissive line. It's science.
Right. Well,
science is not settled. For anyone who wants to argue about that, science is an ongoing, but it has to be independently repeatable, testable, duplicable. It's never settled. It's an ongoing.
Science and scientism is owned. I mean, if you are a scientist, and you're earning decent income, there's no way you're swimming upstream to the main narrative. You just won't get published. You will not get paid. You'll lose your job. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fix is in. So whatever they, you know, we're in pursuit of who are they, whatever they want it to be is what it's going to be. So when you talk about climate science, right, and the 97% that they just keep repeating, 97% of scientists believe in global warming, and it's such bullshit.
You know, the 97% of scientists, they put in line that are funded by us to answer the question. So only 3% didn't want to be funded next year.
Yeah.
Tough on them. Hey, listen. We do have some phone numbers in case anyone wants to call in because you got such a good
idea.
So we can take calls 810, if most of them are United States, 810-666-1984. Sorry for the allusion to the devil there. It's 810-666-1984 is the year we're in now and the year we'll be in next year and the year after that. So that phone number will always stay constant. And we have numbers in Canada, the United Kingdom, and Australia. If you go to fakeologist.com/blog on the top, you'll see the phone numbers. I don't know if we can one day have a scroll on the screen.
Right.
I don't know where you could put it on your Zoom screen, but I'll take a call. Let me just set up my lines here. One moment, sir. Make sure that if I do get them.
Yeah, that would be cool. It'd be great to talk to some of the folks in here.
Yeah, if anyone wants to call in, I'll try and take the calls. I'll do my best.
You know what? I'm just digging. I'm looking at these comments, and I've just...
Why don't you read some like IPS does?
I'm not even seeing... There's just no trolls.
We got good people.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the number. There you go. Yeah, we got a shout-out to a few names here. Perception Navigator, Linda Rose, Nick Fire, Jeff Payon, Barbara Alden, Tonette, Johnny's List, Gabriel... Blackmail Bear, Jess Insights, Not a Blonde, Michael Kahn. Yeah, the Holy See. Are you aware that the Holy See, which is the Vatican, they have ambassadors to every country in the world? Do you know the ambassador to the Holy See for the United States?
Michael Jordan?
Well, it's a very powerful person. It's probably someone most people probably don't know the name. I didn't even realize that the Holy See in Canada is right beside the Prime Minister's residence in Ottawa, our capital. So I don't know if there's an underground tunnel between the two of them, but they're right beside each other. So it's another piece of the power structure. So when we talk about the deep state, the Vatican, the oldest corporation in the world, and I believe that the largest religion in the United States is Catholic. So the idea that they don't have any influence on the day-to-day is ridiculous.
Sure.
Because it is the majority.
I reached out to Johnny Cerucci. If anybody in the chat, you know, wants to reach out to him too, just suggest if you ever have any guests or if you have a beeline into some guests that you think may be interesting, please let me know. My email address is uncleodd333@gmail.com. uncleodd333@gmail.com. I usually reach out to people through, if they're on Instagram, I'll do an invite request through there. If they're on YouTube, I'll try to hit them up there. So anyway, we want to keep this show good and fresh for you. We're kind of, I don't know about you, Ab, but I'm interested in people who really want to make a difference. Uh-huh. I'm interested in, it's just like so far we have been, I think, so fortunate to be able to have guests on, and they've been unexpected. Like last night, John Jay was just unexpected.
Yeah, he zoomed right in. He couldn't wait to get on. Yeah, I think he likes you. You got a good chemistry.
And it was a recommendation from someone who was in the chat.
Do it on the chat.
Yeah, through the project that we're working on.
You got to get Peggy Hall on. I think you and Peggy would be a great tag team.
Sure.
Anyone knows Peggy Hall, shoot her Todd's email there.
Well, John Jay sure does, and that's why, you know, when I reached out and said in my Sprouts video that if anyone knows Peggy Hall, and then Eric responded and said, can do one better. How about the person that's filing the Sprouts lawsuit or doing the work for Peggy? And so that's where I got John's contact information, was able to speak with him. So somebody says, check out the Crown Temple, Michael Kahn. So we'll have to do that, Ab.
Well, there's so the church... So we've got the Vatican, we got the Freemasons, they're all power structures. I don't know who runs the world, and I know that's a great question you always ask, who are they? Right. I think it's gangs. Look, what motorcycle gang runs a specific town, whatever business they are in? I won't comment on what business they could be in, but the answer is they share power, if there's two or even three. So there's always a power struggle. So it doesn't seem like there's any kind of power struggle going on now. There seems to be ultimate cooperation for this worldwide hoax. It just seems really super well organized. It's a well-oiled machine. It's completely synchronized around the world. It's coordinated. There's many players. I think Johns Hopkins is the number simulation. Yeah. They're in control. It's like election central. It's where all the counting is done, because John Jay said there's 3,600 counties that all have their own public health units, and they would never in the history of reporting have reported numbers at this real-time speed. So that's another clue that we're just in a simulation, because there is no mechanism to get data that quickly anywhere.
No, you're right. That's a very fantastic point.
So it's a simulation. That's at the very best, it's a simulation, and they're substituting real deaths from all the usual ailments of Americans or everyone else in the world. And number one cause of death is heart failure, which mm-hmm. is whatever reason that is. And they're just adding COVID to every single death. And sure. And it's that substitution or addition that is an actual fraud. And that is a criminal offense, by the way, to attach to phony up a coroner's report. So these are criminal offenses. So all these people will meet their maker, and or if there ever is an open court, face their day in court if someone brings them up on charges.
So I like what Jeff says in here. Imagine a virus so deadly, you need a test to see if you have it. Imagine a vaccine so safe and effective, you have to threaten and force people to take it. Excellent.
Right. Well, again, I also said I don't know if we're ever going to get a vaccine, because I just got good video that I just started watching before the show that was recommended by Simon Schack of cluesforum.info, who, by the way, is the 9/11 specialist. I wish he would take a break from his remapping the solar system to come on because he's such
a great... Can you ask him?
I did. I didn't get a response. I don't know why. I didn't get a response. So
try again.
I'll try again because he has such a great wit when it comes to sussing out information. And he, of course, is completely on our page when it comes to this absolute worldwide psyop.
Well, there may be some people here in the chat who haven't heard of Simon Shack. So why don't you give them some breadcrumbs on where they can go find his original work that will make that, you know, per our promise, could break your brain, even though it wasn't John Le Bon.
Well, if anyone is interested in 9/11, and 9/11 was the original purpose of my blog, and basically 9/11, I said, was the psyop of this century, of this last generation. We're in the next generation now. 20 years is a generation. So at the beginning of this millennia, 2001, we had 9/11, and for the most part, I dedicate my blog to exposing that as the psyop that it was, right down to the falsified deaths. And Simon Shack did a great video that he, you know, it's obviously an amateurly put together video, but it's very, very well done.
Back in the time, man, that was like...
Yeah, it's a YouTube video. It's not a Hollywood video, but it's a YouTube video quality. It's really good.
I have to stop you there though. That would be like me, you and I researching right now and discovering the truth of something and putting something together like, you know, like my intro of John Le Bon. That's not professional. It's just me, you know, doing my thing. That's what he did way back when. So while it's not what you're going to see, you know, on television or the movie theaters, it's amazing and it will open your eyes and you'll never.
It's well done. And there's no narration. He just uses text and he put his band's music over top of it. And actually the music really matches, or maybe it's just my imagination, really matches the pace and the discussion or the narrate or the text of on the screen. But basically he cracks open that the media was the central method to which they deceived the entire world. Right. And I like to expose that as the psyop that it was, because basically what I took away is this. They have fooled the entire world about 9/11 for 20 years. And now it's a whole generation. There's just no indication that anyone is going to look into it any further, where it's getting too far into history. And the entire world basically believes either the official story or the official counter story. There's just both sides are controlled, but most people don't know what we know, that it was a complete simulation.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted people to know that because I said, well, if we understand that the entire world can be fooled by something like this that isn't even that really well done, then what's next? So it just exposes that humans are so susceptible to being completely fooled that there's going to be another 9/11. And sure enough, we're in the middle of one now. This is kind of interesting now because we're in it. We're soaking in it, Madge. We're right in the middle of this thing. And it's not even a one-day psyop. This is a 20-year psyop. So we're only in year one. So you and I could be talking about this in 20 years, and I don't know if we're going to have convinced enough people that, look, this is a simulation we're in. This is deception. Yes, go ahead.
I'm going to do two things. I'm doing the phone number again. If somebody could try to call us, I'd just love a test call.
I could call in.
and the other thing is that this phone number, I'm sorry, I said 81. Yeah, it is 810.
It's 810. Let me make sure it works.
810-666-1984. But that number, people could call 24/7, right, and leave a voicemail? Is that?
Yep, keep talking.
Now, it always tries to track you, right? So,
well, it goes to a queue.
Okay, so I just want to be sensitive to your day job. If you're busy and... Can you?
Yeah, I'm getting a call now. It's me. So it does work. Yeah, what happens is when I do a show, I put it in a queue. So if you call, you'll go into a queue. If in the day when we're not doing a show, it'll find me. And if you want to talk with just me, I can't put you through to Todd, although I could probably conference you. I'll talk to you. And today I got a call from a guy from Louisiana.
Oh,
who is normally on the big virus hoax, and he wanted to just talk to me one-on-one. So I said, sure, let's talk. And I, here it comes. Ooh, we got two calls. Let's grab one.
Everyone. Hold time, 8 seconds.
Here we go. We got two on the line. We got the, hello, this is the fakeologist speaking. This is, go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Hey, how are you? Minnesota, hello.
Good. Yeah, just wanted to say hi and appreciate your guys' content. And just wanted to see if the line worked.
Yeah, well, I know. I appreciate it. That's really great.
How did your football team do today?
I was too busy working to know anything about that kind of nonsense.
Hey, that's my kind of guy. It is nonsense. But Uncle Odd, it's his one
Sorry,
guilty
Uncle
pleasure.
Odd.
It is my guilty pleasure.
How did you find the broadcast?
I listen on Stitcher all the time while I'm painting houses.
Oh, nice.
I found a fakeologist on there.
Oh, beautiful. A working man. I love it. A blue-collar working man. Heart and soul of the economy. People that do actual labor. Yeah.
Exactly. I'd like to have them design a robot that could replace us, you know?
Well, I actually, when I was painting my house, I bought that that paint pump that sucks the paint out of it. But I'll tell you, I spent more time cleaning that and getting it ready than I did painting. So I learned quickly that that's why real painters don't use them. They are a pain in the you-know-what.
Right on.
But I really, that's
great. Yeah,
what do you think of this Uncle Odd guy that's all of a sudden gone from 0 to 60 in the podcast world or the video podcast world?
Oh, I love him, man. It's been fun watching him grow and see his content and stuff. It's just cool to, I've always thought about doing it myself, but it's.
You should.
Like,
you should, absolutely.
You know?
Well, that's the whole thing, is it's just kind of like you have to jump into the shallow end head first and hope for the best and start ugly. It's you know, my advice now is it's not that hard to do. It really isn't. And best thing you can do is get some good lighting. It's not that expensive either, but it really does help to be able to have some lighting that so people can actually see and I think it makes a difference. When I watch YouTubers that don't have good lighting or whatever, I just kind of in my mind I'm like, why? It's pretty easy to do and it's just more pleasant on the eye.
Todd went all out. He's got a great mic, he's got great lighting, he's doing what you should do if you want to be on camera. He's got a good camera, so and he pays attention to the screen, he's centered, he just does it all right. I just don't understand, like Todd said, why you would do it every day and not fix it to make it sound and look good. For me, I don't look good, so I just use the sound. I make sure I have a good sound.
As long as you can hear me,
that's the most important thing.
I don't even know if I ever want to meet you, Ab, because I just have this vision of you.
No, you don't.
With that big, that beard, that wizard beard. It's just like, you know, you're my Ab, man.
All right, I'm the Ab man. But thank you what's your name, by the way?
Ryan, but I'm actually Skate and Destroy on the chat.
Oh, nice. Skate and Destroy, I love it. All right, that's fantastic.
Just wanted to say too, I appreciate your good audio on your podcast. That helps me.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm an audiophile, and I really appreciate good audio. And mine isn't the best, but I think it's good enough that you can hear.
Better than a lot of them.
So. Thank you.
Skate, before you go, I think you and I share, if you are working all day and you consume a lot of Ab through your iPod or whatever it is that you have, I mean, for years, that's what really got me through anything that I've ever done menial, whether it was driving or not. And Ab has filled so much of my brain with his content Because oh, Ab, no. you have been so consistent. That's the thing about you, is you're so darn consistent week in and week out. And I have found that to be a great pleasure in working with you, is that I know when I call you, you usually answer. When you call me, you always have good cheer in your voice, and it brings energy, you know, and I think we bring energy together. For those who just want to join in and listen or watch. But I just really thank you for all your content that you've provided over the years. And you have,
thank you.
How can people find your archives?
Well, fakeologist.com/radio. That's the main page for all the archives. The archives are completely free. There's no passwords. They're not locked up. I love the value for value method, and if people want to make a donation monthly, one at a time, I don't care. It's whatever you think it's worth. I think it's the fairest way. It's hard enough to download and listen and navigate websites, so it's all wide open. Anyone can make a donation if they want. And thanks to Bing, because I did start FakoTube, which I put all the likely to be deleted YouTube videos that I really like and I want to keep. So I created FakoTube. That's a little more expensive to run. So anyone who wants to pitch in for that, I do allow sponsorship. So now we have Bing, who's basically sponsored it for the next 6 months, which is fantastic.
Awesome.
And I appreciate all contributions, comments or donations, whatever you think it's worth. That's fantastic as well. So.
And just to let you know, Jeff Payant in the chat says Uncle Odd has a face for radio.
That's not true.
No, he said I have a radio voice. So I'm just kidding you, Jeff.
I think he was saying he's from Minnesota too. So hi to Jeff or whatever.
Oh, great!
And, I respect you guys a lot. So thanks for doing what you do, and I'll let you get on to someone else.
Okay, I can't tell if I have another caller, but thanks. I'll see if when I hang up if another one comes through. So thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, take care. Much love to you back. So there goes Ryan, and I think there was another call that came through right at the same time. I'm not totally sure how my phone system works. It doesn't tell me, and I put a request in for this feature if anyone else is in the queue, but it should. Oh, there you go. There is one.
Nice.
Hold time, 7 minutes, 30
Oh, sorry,
seconds.
He was on hold for 7 minutes. Did you hear that? Yeah, you did hear that, didn't you?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hello, fakeologist. You're on the line. Where are you calling from, and who are you?
I am calling from Indiana, and I am Miguel Dieter. Yes, I am.
Hey, welcome, Miguel.
Hola.
Hi, how's it? Oh, I don't speak Spanish.
I don't either.
Yeah, my mom is Japanese and my dad's white from Iowa. Miguel is a guy.
Where in Iowa?
Vail.
Go bigger. And who's your worshipful master in Iowa?
I live in Indiana now.
Oh, sorry.
And, the worshipful master in Indiana is
Bobby Knight still?
Do you actually know who it is? Worship?
No, Paul? I was looking it up because I just watched the one with that Uncle Odd did with
John Jay.
I was looking it up.
That's great.
But isn't that something?
I don't see his name. So.
Kenneth Roy Jr. is the Grand Master. Looks like an outstanding man. And I looked up the Worshipful Master for England, and it is a guy that has been worshipful master. He's a lord. He's been
forever.
A worshipful master as long as I've been alive.
Yeah,
that blew me away. So
you know that dude is powerful, man. That dude has some. He has some.
So you, I put the link to you. Too. Yeah, I put the link in the Telegram group. By the way, anyone listening that just tuned in, join into the Telegram. I'm sorry, we got a caller on the line. I'm ignoring him. Sorry, Miguel, go ahead.
Oh, that's all right.
I'm a bad host.
Eugene? Oh, it's okay. I was actually just calling in for testing it out to see, because
you said
you needed someone to test it. So
that's so cool. Thank you. That's
actually, it's a good way to get people to call in. Just test it. We won't talk to you. We just want to test it. And then we'll trap you into an interview. How did you hear about the broadcast?
Through Uncle Todd's Odd's Faco tube with Uncle Odd. We are subscribers to Airborne Saint, and that's how we
This guy is huge.
Subscribe to Uncle Odd.
Well, that's fantastic.
Did you watch the show this morning?
And your wife? Yes, we did watch the show this morning.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. I really did enjoy it. And it also brought tears to my eyes, your testimony. So it was definitely inspiring. And my wife wants to be a mod on Uncle Odd's
Where is she? Is she in the
She's
chat
in the
now?
Chat. Yeah,
we're
Yah's
a wrench.
Child.
What is it?
It's Yah's Child.
Yes, I see it. I see her. Yah's Child. She's maybe seven up from the bottom there.
She is now a moderator.
Woo!
Yeah.
Shout out.
Woo! I think. I'm not seeing her with a wrench.
Yes. She does have a wrench.
Yeah, she has a wrench. She did it. Hey, what is the crossover between Fakery and this Airborne guy? Is there enough crossover? I'm just curious if somebody from that channel is interested in Media Fakery and what you talk about.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking to Odd.
Well, I'm talking to anyone because you're obviously a follower and it's a religious channel. I'm not a religious person, but I'm just curious. I know Uncle Odd is a born-again Christian, so I'm just wondering what is the appeal to a Uncle Odd show where he doesn't talk about religion, really? There's no religion at all on this show, is there, Uncle Odd?
No, I don't make that the front and center, but I definitely believe that there's a spiritual war going on, and that's my basis for that is this little guy right here that I have and actually read a lot.
So why does Dieter come over? Is it just Uncle Odd's magnetic personality, or are you interested in Media Fakery, for instance?
We're doing the whole getting free of the system. We're also doing our getting our remedy from the system. We are disputing our public debts and so on and so forth. And so anything that has the truth, I mean, we're searching truth is what it is, what we're doing now. Yes, we're definitely scriptural, faith-based, Jesus Christ and God is sovereign, and that's where we believe, and that's where we go. But, and we base everything on that. If it contradicts scripture, don't.
Well, can I ask you, since you come more from the religious side, which is great, What does someone from your faith think of Freemasonry? Because I never understand where the two, do they come together or are they completely diametrically opposed?
They are diametrically opposed. If you want to go with that, the Freemasons, what they worship, which if you look into it and research it, they're master is Lucifer, the angel of light who fell from, who took a third of the angels with him. That's their master, and when you go with that, now they're completely opposing parties of, I don't even go with religion because religion is man-based. I follow the Bible, and a lot of religion, they'll use a scripture and base their whole theological doctrine on a scripture, and it goes nowhere. And then you're actually teaching false doctrine because you're not using the whole A, B, C, D part of the scripture. When you can take stuff out of context when you're using just a small portion of the passage.
Oh, okay. So they're opposed. Okay, that's interesting. So you're not in favor of substructure running the United States from the Freemasonic lodges?
Oh, absolutely not. No, yeah. I think we are in a doomed way. And if you read the Bible, it says that, we are heading towards a one world government.
Mm-hmm.
And that's scriptural. And everything we see now is pointing that direction, and every single government out there is saying we're going to a new world order. So,
isn't that wild? I mean, it's like literally scripture is playing out before us. And by the way, your wife, in answer to Ab, your question on why media fakery, and she said that they're interested in truth and knowledge. And that's exactly what I was going to say when you asked the question, is I think that people are here because they migrate towards the truth and knowledge. And when it comes from a good place, because I think everybody, who is right-minded has a bullshit filter, and we just know that we're being lied to. And there's just kind of a curiosity, I think, that goes along with that. And I believe that I can listen to somebody, and for me, I don't know if it's the Holy Spirit or what, but things ring true to me, and things don't ring true to me. And I kind of follow my gut on that. And so I hope people here feel that we ring true to them, because we sure don't have an agenda. As you know, Ab, it just started because I was frustrated of people talking over us. and then we started ugly. Didn't even know what this channel had become. Tonight we tested a phone number for the first time. I mean,
yeah,
and I really like it. I really like hearing from you guys.
That's great.
So, I think we're going to do more of that. So,
oh yeah, I love callers. Callers are the best. Callers are the lifeblood of a show. They give you instant feedback. So if we're doing okay, we'll get some calls, but we'll just trick people. Well, we shouldn't trick, because that's sort of amoral, but we'll just say, test out the phone system. So test out your voice, whatever. Call us. We're lonely.
And that's what the scriptures also say, is to test the spirits, you know, and test what is being said. For me, my guidebook is the Bible, and I test everything through that. And when it sounds, certain things can sound great, and you go, oh, wow, that's great, I'm going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, oh, wait, Scripture completely contradicts Scripture. And I'm like, nope, okay, I'm done with that one, you know, and you got to go on.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing about being human. We learn as we go, but you have to have a kind of a guidebook, and my guidebook is the Bible.
Yes. And Ab, I know that you state, and I understand, and you know, we never have any conversations related to Christianity or anything like that, because I fundamentally believe, after debating atheists for 5 years online, that I'm never going to argue someone into faith. And the only reason why I'm a Christian is because, you know, God willed it. And because, believe me, it took him a long time to break through, and sometimes he brings you to your knees before you look up. And that was just a season of my life, and I then, you know, took it seriously. But I will tell you that it's crazy when you do take a deep dive, not a cursory to where it's Cliff's Note version, but when you really do a study, and nobody's going to do a study who I don't think, rare would be the person who would go and do a Bible study who didn't have that tug, you know. But when you do, you start to realize that it all starts to reconcile and make sense. And what we're witnessing today is kind of in those pages. And I think it's pretty cool, because if it is true, I believe it is, then we know how the story ends. And it's going to suck. It's definitely going to suck in this next period of time. But you know what? I guess I find comfort in the fact that there are a lot of really good people out there who are on the right side. And I'm not saying, Ab, that because you're not I believe in Jesus person, you are on the right side, because you are so in pursuit of truth. And what our definition of the truth, we just has a name, you know, but I believe that that's where your heart is you just want the truth. And, tell them the story about when you were born that you told me today.
Who, me?
Yeah, when you came out of the womb, you were questioning everything.
Oh, yeah. Let me just thank Miguel. Is it Miguel or is that your name?
It's Miguel.
Oh, Miguel. I'm sorry. Let me just say thank you for calling in. I want to see if we can get take another caller before we close out. So thank you so much for calling.
No problem. Have a good one.
All right. God bless. I just got an email from Marcus. Well, it was half an hour ago, and I don't check my email, so I just checked it now. So I told him to call, and he said he'd pinch in for Jean Le Bon. So
bring it.
Hold on. Here, we got another one here.
Great.
There we go.
Hold time, 2 minutes, ooh, 47 seconds.
You're on with Uncle Odd. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tonette, and I'm calling from Colorado.
Oh, Tonette, hi.
Hi, Tonette.
How you doing? I was actually just trying to pull you up on my my laptop because I was on the phone, but I guess I'm here now.
I love the Tonette of your voice.
Indeed.
Oh, well, thank you. I bet you even know what a Tonette is, don't you?
I have no idea. Is it Tony and the Tonettes? Was it an old 50s band?
No, you're on the right track, actually. A Tonette, the dictionary definition, is a simple flute. It's
simple
a musical
flute.
Instrument, kind of like the recorder that you learned when you were in fifth grade.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what a Tonette is.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah.
Very good. So how did you find the Uncle Odd show?
I found it through Airborne Space.
Oh, my God. You're going to have to pay this guy.
So.
I just gave him a wrench. He's the man.
Wow. This guy's a huge following.
Oh, he does. Well, he like you. He delivers great content, and he's very consistent. And I think people have the wrong impression when you think about a faith-based channel that – everybody who believes in Jesus is a Jesus freak.
I never say the word freak.
No,
I would never say that.
I know you don't, but I think a lot of people kind of go into the eye roll, and you're one of those, right? But what I have found over the years is that they're just, I mean, some of the most intelligent people I've ever met are people who, study the word, the Bible, whatever you want to say. And, it's just, I don't know. It's like once the truth switch is turned on in you, your eyes kind of open. And then there's just a whole different level of knowledge that you have, I believe. And so Airborne Saint, when I'm on with him and I talk to him, what I like about him is what I like about you, Ab, is that he's just a regular dude. Just another guy. Like, I hope I'm just a regular dude to everybody I speak to, without agenda or anything. We just have a conversation, bunch of smart people having a conversation, and our hearts are in the right place, and we're just trying to figure out why this world is upside down and support each other. So I don't know. What do you think, Tonette?
Well, I think, yes, definitely this world is upside down. Yeah, I had put in the chat a little bit ago. That's actually kind of what I called the. I live here in Colorado, and
we're in Colorado.
Whereabouts? Because I heard Boulder is on the far extreme end of. Boulder is just another world.
We lovingly call it the Federal Republic of Boulder if you're a native Coloradoan. But that is also where our governor is from. Mm-hmm. And
is it a strong city? Aurora Colorado is a strong city, and so
Boulder is a beast of its own. It really is. They've always been a little bit left of center. Mm-hmm. And I am a native, and I've seen this town change a lot, but, coincidentally our governor, his last name is Polis, which is actually, I believe it's Italian word for police. So it seems really appropriate there. But why I was wanting to call in is, you know the numbers of the fatalities to whatever this may be according to the cat, dog, cat itself. And anyway, a couple weeks ago, they made a mandate for the city of Boulder to that people in the age group of 18 to 22 could only go out by themselves. And there was outrage where now they can go two by two. You cannot go in groups of more than two if you are between the ages of 18 and 22. I kid you not.
Yeah, I heard that.
They changed it because of the safety of people, for safety of people. In numbers. Oh, gee, there's safety in numbers. You can go two by two. Let's get on the boat. You know?
Yeah. Crazy.
What things at bottom? What do you think the real agenda there? I have an idea. What do you think it is?
Oh, it's definitely it's control. It's what I've been preaching for the last 40 years. It's winding up. And Jesus is coming, and he's going to crush the head of the serpent. And I already know how the book ends. So I am not fearful for myself. I'm not fearful for my eternity. But to see people that I love, people that are a part of me, to be so bewitched by...
Yeah, they're under the spell. Yeah,
it's so sad to me. The first, there are people that I have known for years and years. My best friend of 40 years. 40 years I've known this woman. I knew the moment I laid eyes on her, she was going to be my friend for the rest of my life. I have not seen her since the beginning of the lockdown.
Yeah,
yep.
It's ripping people apart. Mm-hmm.
And she... He actually did suggest a couple months ago that maybe if we met at a park and set separate benches, and we at least 6 feet apart, we might be able to do lunch that way. And then maybe she could even take off her mask.
What did you say to that?
I didn't know what to say. I don't know. I tried to... Send her some material. It's like, this is so important to me. This is, this is like a 15-minute video. Could you please watch it and then get back to me because there's some important things I want to tell you. And she's like, well, me and my husband have talked about it, and we think it's in our best interest to follow the guidelines.
Yeah, yeah.
Donette, have you happened to watch one of my videos called Breaking the Spell?
I have not. I just discovered you a few days ago. I have.
Make sure you subscribe and bell him and also join the Telegram group.
Yes.
And the reason I ask is that's that 20-minute video you can send to people and you can just say, hey, just... Maybe just give this a listen. Invest 20 minutes and listen to this
I've done that with another video that I thought was very concise and to the
point. But not an Uncle Odd video.
But they won't. But I know they've decided not to watch it before they even open it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
That's the thing.
Their mind is closed.
The cognitive dissonance. They just cannot. They cannot allow them to convince themselves that they've been fooled. It's easy to believe the lie.
But sometimes.
But sometimes,
visually, and here's the thing. I talked about it this morning with Airborne Saint. If you look at Esther 6:1, it says, on that night, the king could not sleep. And that just means in that story that God is completely sovereign. He's at work when we are sleeping, when we aren't sleeping. And you just never know when maybe one little video that you might send to one person that they look at, and you have Uncle Lod saying, breaking the spell. And that kind of tells them that you're under a spell. And look, some people aren't going to be able to take me because I'm a little more direct than most. You know, I am happy to say there is no pandemic. There never was a pandemic. It's bullshit. And being able to speak like that sometimes can wake people up. I don't know. Just give it a watch and maybe try it. But, that's what I think we have to do. These people are under a spell and it's very, very powerful. The only place you catch this disease is from the TV. That's it. And
the only place it goes is right into your mind. It's a mind virus.
Oh, yeah. I have not owned my own TV in about four and a half years.
Wow.
But right now, I live with my daughter. I had years of being a strong, independent woman. I raised my children without benefit of child support. I went to college, graduated the top of my class, and
did
massage therapy. I have three.
Excellent.
Three, and they're all grown.
Awesome. Good for you.
And I practiced therapeutic massage for 15 years. I took a degree program to do that. And I loved my job. A year ago last August, I was up a little over 11,000 feet, Leadville, Colorado, walking the streets and climbing the hills like nothing. And I came down off the mountain to a little bit lower elevation. And when I got out of the car, I felt something hit my lungs. I thought, well, gee, this is, you know, it's more humid here, but that just didn't feel good. I just didn't really feel well for the rest of the evening. Didn't even get a chance to get some fishing in. And I got home about midnight that night. I woke up, and it was my daughter's birthday. I woke up, and I could not breathe.
Oh.
My son-in-law wound up taking me into the hospital. Even after a rescue inhaler, I was still only saturating 83% oxygen.
When was this?
This was a year ago last August.
Okay, so it was before.
Yeah, it was before.
Initially they did not know. They were calling it sudden onset bronchitis.
Wow.
But I wound up going to like one of the top lung hospitals in the country for my treatment. And eventually through all the tests and everything, they diagnosed it as COPD and emphysema.
Oh, my.
But I did not have a problem before that. I didn't. I can tell you the instant that it hit.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, I don't know. It was right by a municipal water supply. Here's something I've never shared really before with anybody, but on my way back down the hill, I stopped to read my book. Actually, I was reading the Chronicles of Narnia and had to get to the end of the story. and there's this really interesting vehicle. It was kind of, I'm not a car person, but it kind of looked like a RAV4, and it was puffy and it was white and it had these little black lines on it. And it was so intense, and I'm looking at it, and then the people from the forest department drove up. They seemed to know each other, and they were talking. Well, before they left, I said, hey, that is one of the coolest cars I've ever seen in my life. Can I take a picture? And the guy goes, well, I would prefer you not. It's kind of a classified thing.
Mm-hmm. Government vehicle.
That has rung with me, too. So it was almost like it's something that's going to bounce off radio waves, if you know what I mean. So yeah, but I went through months and months of respiratory therapy.
Wow.
I rarely have to use my oxygen anymore, but I haven't worked in over a year. My daughter is supporting me, you know, can't really afford to, but she is. We somehow make things, well, God always makes things work.
Yep.
But yeah, so I know what it is not to breathe. So when this whole mask thing came down, with my medical background, mm-hmm. And I know how important it is to have fresh air and touch is so important.
Oh,
and
man.
Communication, yeah. You have to see somebody's mouth if you're sighted. I mean, I have friends who are blind, but you know, if you're sighted, that is a main, they want to keep us apart. It's divide and conquer.
Yeah.
And,
now they divided everyone from everybody. It's not even on any big group. It's all individuals. And that is the ultimate divide and conquer, if you ask me.
Here's my prediction. I believe that this is about depopulating the world. And I believe that this, you know, if you're 18 to 22, they don't want you to be together, fall in love, and procreate.
Of course. That's the absolute best time to mix it up with the other sex. It's insane.
Now, when this vaccine comes out, my prediction is this vaccine is going to sterilize many, many women. And within one generation.
Maybe men. Who knows?
Maybe men too. Right. Within one generation, everything is right where these, you know.
Well, first of all, they don't even need a vaccine.
We got another generation. Come on.
They don't even need a vaccine to collapse the population. If the people can't get together, then you don't need any sterilization. They're already scared to be together. So it's off the charts.
Well, it's both and. I mean,
it's terrible.
They're not betting everything on, you know, one.
No, I agree.
They're not put it all in one bucket, man. It's a full frontal attack and behind you and side. So I just think that is really the ultimate agenda. I almost more than I think that they want to chip you and all of that. I think almost that. They don't need to do that because of our these darn things. You know, we're already
self-chipped. Yeah.
We're self-chipped.
Well, can we thank Tonette for the call? It was really good. Yeah. I don't want to rush you off, but we're getting late too.
Absolutely.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Well, I thank you guys.
Thank
for your
you
time
very much
and
for calling.
Keep chin up. God's got this covered. He has got this covered. So I ain't no feared.
Well, good.
Right. That's right.
Keep fighting and spreading the Uncle Odd word.
Yeah.
You betcha. Yeah.
Thank you.
Call back next time if you can.
All right. Yes. God bless you.
All right. God bless. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. There goes Tonette. And again, I don't know for sure if I have any other callers. I haven't got that feature, but if the phone rings, we'll answer it. But, we're getting late in the day.
Yeah. I know that
you wanted to go to bed early because you've been burning the midnight oil at both ends with all your broadcasts.
I have been, but it's been worth every second, every invested second.
I think this is Marcus. Hey, fakeologist.
22 seconds.
Ooh, he was. Hey, how are you, fakeologist? Here, say hi to Uncle Odd.
Hello, Uncle Odd.
I think that is Marcus.
Is that you?
This is Alan Watt from Cutting Through the Matrix.
Oh, it's not Marcus. Okay. Hey, how you doing, Alan? How's it up there in Sudbury?
What's up, guys?
I thought why are you all red, Uncle Odd? You
did
what,
I go
you thought
red?
I was really Alan Watt?
No, I don't know. I don't know Alan Watt.
Are you pinching for John LeBron? I'm sorry, I don't check the email every 10 minutes, so. I just saw it and I thought, oh, you better call it. I can't get Skype on at the exact same time as all these other things. I'm maxed out on my audio cables, so.
I understand.
So how?
I can't hear Todd though.
He's not speaking.
Can you hear me now?
Oh yeah, I can hear you now. Yep.
Yeah, he wasn't speaking. He was speechless.
I was totally speechless. So, hey, Marcus, for the benefit of those in our chat, can you give a little, or Ab, if you want to introduce, you know, third party validation is always wonderful. If you want to introduce Marcus, but I think everyone will love Marcus. Everyone loves him, some Marcus.
Well, of course, Marcus Allen, we had him on for a little bit, a couple of shows ago, and then his internet went bye-bye.
Yeah.
So he was subjected to, the evils of the cable company. But Marcus, of course, has been doing Truth for a long time, way longer than me. Mm-hmm. I believe he started his first show in 2008, where he was on Talk Shoe, and he has been speaking the truth for a long time. And he has a huge vault that you can access at. Marcus, where can we access it now?
You can go to escapenewnormal.com. EscapeNewNormal.com.
So Marcus has been Marcus, like most of us, knew something was coming, but I don't think anyone put their finger exactly on what is going on now. But suffice it to say, you talked about what's happening, what's going to happen, the whole plan. We just didn't know exactly how it was going to get triggered, and at what level. So you've definitely. This is no surprise to you, and now you're focusing as well on solutions to get us out of this mess.
That's true. Yeah.
So what do you think the solution? No, I want to ask one question that I was going to ask John LeBon. You're a perfect person to ask. So,
okay.
You know, I like the question, who are they? So yep. I'm not going to ask you to answer that. What I am going to ask, if you were able, or if I were able to get you, Marcus Allen, in front of they, let's just say they have a board of directors, and you were given one question which they agreed they would answer truthfully, what would that one question be that you would ask? You're on the clock, baby.
Okay. I would ask, I'd want to know the minutiae details, like,
one question.
That's a very interesting question.
Yeah, it's a great question.
It's a great question. It'll make me think.
Thank you.
Why do you ask him who is they? Because Marcus has been looking into who is they for a long time, and he's
Okay, that can be my follow-up.
He needs time to ruminate, because I don't want to, he doesn't want to blow the one question he has to ask of they.
No, he I won't. Mean, I really don't have a, I really don't need to ask a question. I pretty much.
Well, that's a dodge.
I probably know 1% of their plans. I've known it now for 2 decades. Nothing has really changed. They're right on, they're actually ahead of schedule by a year. So there really isn't a question. I mean, I'd want to know. Like, you see, I'm big into the weather modification. I want to know who's pulling the string on that one. Who is the ultimate person pulling the string on that? That's the only question I'd ask.
Okay. How about you, Ab?
Oh, so many questions. When did it start? When does it end?
You get one.
I wanted to really find – I'm going to deflect too, because I want to know who Marcus thinks they is, because I know he's been asked the question many, many times, and I don't know if it's always been the same answer, but who is they now in 2020? Have they revealed themselves a little bit more?
So is that your question? I mean,
my wife has the one question. What is it?
Oh, good. Thank you for coming to his rescue.
How do you know you could convince the world?
Yeah.
So idiotic. Oh.
Okay. She wants me to ask them, how did you know you could convince the whole world to follow along with your plan?
That's excellent. Mrs. Fakeologist, I love you. That was an excellent answer. She didn't dodge.
She's a deeper thinker than me. I'm very shallow. So, yeah, how did they know? I guess they watched 9/11. They watched the 9/11 show and saw how everyone scampered around that, and JFK before that, and the moon before that. So,
yeah, well, Alan Watt talks about this a lot. He says that we're the most studied species out of all of them. So they just study us like bugs, and they know how, you know, they're constantly testing things out, just like good marketers do. And they test and they prod and they see if it works. If it doesn't, they back off, they pivot. And then, you know, over time, you just A-B split test, you multivariate split test, yeah. And mm-hmm. then you get this. Todd will know all about that.
Yeah, so this morning, Ab, I think I sent you the link to this woman who was giving a lecture, and she was talking about how all they have been planning all of this, and they've been doing these A-B splits, and that your phone, I mean, they just know everything about us.
It's data mining, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, and it's all been on purpose with intent to be able to just lead us like sheep. And what, it worked. They're really smart. I mean, I give them all the credit in the world. My answer to them would be, how do we defeat you? That would be my one question.
Yeah. What is your Achilles heel? What can bring you down that you know you can't defend yourself against? Achilles had the heel. He couldn't do anything to get around that. So yeah, what's your kryptonite? Can you let us know?
Yes. What is your kryptonite? That would be a great question.
And would they answer?
Yeah, but I wonder, now we've given John Laban advanced, you know, opportunity to be able to answer that. So the next time he's either on with us or stands us up again.
That, by the way, that woman you referenced was Helen of Destroy.
Yes.
And she is on with a guy named Harry.
Can you drop that, what I sent you, that in the chat? Because that is a really, everyone should go watch that 30-minute presentation of hers.
Yeah, sure. It's called Weaponizing Tech to Dehumanize Humanity. So I'll put that in the chat.
It's so good. It's so good.
I'll put that in. Yeah, she's good. Her name is Helen something or other.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to her and try to get her on.
Okay, I won't say anything rude about her then. No. Just going to drop a little thing. I'm not going to say one suspicious thing, but we'll, definitely, you're really good at getting people on, so.
Like John Laban? Like johnlaban.com?
Well,
I'm 0 for 2 with John.
Well, Marcus is going to have to come on and do a whole show once.
Yes.
How's your connection and how's your show going along, Marcus? I was going to email you.
Yeah, so I got great news. I'm a beta tester, and I've told Todd about this. I think you should switch to the software. It's called Ecamm Live, and they have something called interview mode, which makes it so that it's instead of using Skype and Zoom and all these other systems that, you know, they watch over you. This is I completely trust these two brothers that make it. Uh-huh. And they dropped the beta on Thursday. There's been a couple bugs. It's pretty damn solid. I just spoke to the developer 2 minutes ago. And once it's ready to go, I'm ready to go with my video part. So right now I've done, since 2008, mostly audio podcasts. And now I'm going both audio and video.
Awesome.
So I'm hoping that tomorrow I can make that happen.
Good. What is the bugs worked out, and then let me know, and I'll beta it as well.
Oh no, I would beta it right now. It's that solid that you could do an interview with it right now. The issue that I have is if I play a YouTube video and I make a comment, an audio comment about it, there's a slight delay. I'm sure they'll fix that this week. But besides that, it is fantastic.
What is the interview mode? Why is that such a big deal?
Because, like my son, who's 14, he's going to be the producer of my show, and I'm going to be able to take someone like you or someone like, take someone like Uncle Lot. I can do John Laban if he shows up, and I can have a three-way, just like you do on Zoom, but you can do a lot of different things with it. Technically, you can do a lot more, and I don't trust Zoom. I don't trust the malware with Zoom. I think it's crazy that people use Zoom. If you search malware or Zoom on the internet, you'll be blown away about how much there is.
Okay.
Is it ecamm.com with two M's? ecamm.com?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And well, you can only get this interview mode if you're a beta tester. So if you go to Facebook and type in Ecamm Live Beta, sign up for that, and then you can test it out.
Well, Todd is an Apple guy, so I'm sure he'll be right on that.
Oh yeah.
Okay, got it.
And Marcus, I know you like gold nuggets. Did you get a chance to watch Uncle Odd talk to John J. Singleton last night?
I did, and you know that's not new knowledge to me at all. In fact,
okay,
that's neat and all. You know about the seeing who the lead Mason is, the Grand Mason in each state. But as I've always said, the Masons are not even a pawn on the chessboard.
Mm-hmm. Really. Okay, oh, no. Tell us. Educate us.
Well, first of all, if you want to go a little bit higher, you said that they had the Shriner hat had funny writing on it. Did you remember what that writing said?
No.
It said Moolah.
Moolah. M-O-O-L-A?
I think it's M-O-O-L-A-H.
Okay.
And, of course, Moolah means money.
Yeah.
Yes, money.
So that's a little rabbit hole you can go down. But again, the Shriners are higher than typical Masons, but they're, again, not even on the grand chessboard. If you want to know who they are in the most public way, you want to look up SMOM, and it's very difficult to look that up. It stands for Sovereign Military Order of Malta. Now, if you want to see SMOM in one room, including with Trump, right now, go to YouTube and type in Trump roasts Clinton.
I'm going to do that. Trump roasts Clinton. Okay. Trump roasts Clinton.
Share, baby. Share screen.
Okay. I just want to make sure I got the right thing. Donald Trump's full roast of Hillary Clinton at Al Smith charity dinner? No.
Yep.
That's it?
I think so, yep.
Okay. I'll share the screen. Here we go. That's on Global News, Canadian News. How's that possible?
Rich News. The first of this evening's speakers.
What's wrong with this guy's neck?
We determined tonight's
order. Can you share screen?
Oh, sorry. Am I sharing the screen yet?
Nope.
I'm not. Okay, sorry. No. Sorry about that. Share screen. How's that? You seeing it?
Yep.
No matter how the coin toss ended, our next.
Right here, we've got the. Is that the SMOM? Oh, Marcus, I don't know if you can see that. No, he can't see that.
Nope.
This guy's got the cross around his neck on the left.
Here he goes. It's just coming on now.
Who's Al Smith?
I don't really know the name. Don't care about anything.
Oh, there's the Archbishop Timothy Dolan, no?
I'm speaking, of course, about the Republican nominee, Donald J. Trump. There are actually some rumors going around that he wasn't going to show up tonight.
Look at the girl in the red dress behind. Wow.
You wanted to keep
That's
us
Maria Bartiromo.
Okay, she needs to pull up her dress.
We considered having a Donald Trump cutout on the dais, but if we wanted someone still lifeless, we could ask Charlie Rose to speak again.
All right. How much do we have to listen, Marcus?
I would just listen in your own time.
Okay.
If you want to see lower level SMOM, there you go. By the way, if you want to see Trump, it is absolutely a Freemason. Go to something like Letterman Trump 2013 on YouTube.
Okay.
And go to 33 seconds in.
Okay. Letterman Trump. What's the rest of it? Letterman Trump.
2013, I think it
was. How many seconds in?
33.
Exactly 33 seconds.
Jeez.
Okay.
Do you see the hand gesture?
All right. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, the A. Jason.
Hello, David. Right. Nice to see you.
Yeah, the A. Jason. That's when you hold
that,
your...
He does that all the time.
All the time, yeah. Is that just like a cat spraying a pole when it walks around? Just say, hey. I'm here.
Maybe.
You know, the dogs, they do the little, scent.
You know what? I've never done that. I'm just doing it now. Everyone do it yourself. Have you ever done that? You don't naturally, I don't think that's.
No.
It's hard.
That's a deliberate act. That's a deliberate act there for sure. So S-bomb is at the top.
At the public top.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so
now, go ahead.
So what do they control then? I mean, do they control the governments? Do they?
They control everything. I'll never forget. In fact, I think I was listening to someone, Tim, on Tim's podcast maybe 7 or 8 years ago. He was in the tip of New Zealand.
Right.
It was like a live show.
Stewart Island.
It was like a live show. And he was the only person there. And he went to the beach, and there was an obelisk on the beach.
Who was this?
I did an interview with a guy. I don't know if he called in or how he got. He was on the tip of New Zealand, on the southern tip of Stewart Island. And we did, I think, a Google Street View of Stewart Island. Yeah, the Google car is driven around there, so you could do a street view, and there was an obelisk in the middle of the town or in a traffic circle or something.
No. This was on the beach, and he was like the only person who lived there. That's how much they control. They control everything.
Yeah, okay. To the edge of the earth.
The edge of the earth. Okay,
so what's their end game? Why the hell are they messing with us like they are then?
I think that we're just being used. We're being used for they've trained us to be good slaves. They've trained us to make inventions. They've trained us in everything possible. We've come through. We don't realize that we're being used. Well, most of us don't. And it's time. It's over. Now, I don't know what the next step is. I don't care to know what the next step is because I am not going to live in their system like this. It's March 13th or 11th, whatever date you want to pick. That was the signal for me that I'm not going to live in their system.
You're going to live in Exclave.
I'm going to build Exclave. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Tell everyone about Exclave.
So Exclave was an idea I came up with 20 years ago because I knew about Agenda 21, which is exactly what we're going through right now. And I always thought of Frank and Bob, my friends, and I'm like, you know, they made a lot of money and they had the white picket fence and the perfect family and the dog and all that. And I'm like, well, what are they going to do when what we're going through right now is going to happen? They're not going to put up with it. And, you know, ever since then, I've done podcasts daily, weekly, monthly. I've recorded every one of them. That's where the vault comes in that Tim was talking about before. And, you know, people can go back and listen to 2008, me screaming about what's going on. And the problem is that people were too comfortable. Life was too good for most people. And they weren't paying attention to it. Now they're paying attention to it because they don't have a job. And things are really bad.
So what's Exclave?
So Exclave is premium. It's a premium place. I don't want to live in a tent and sing kumbaya. It's a premium private community where we do not wear masks. We do not social distance and we do not take vaccines. In fact, it'll get you banned. It's a private membership. You'll have a criminal check when you come in. So we keep the riffraff out. I plan to open them up throughout the United States, then Mexico, then Guatemala.
Nice.
Why Guatemala? That's an interesting destination.
Because they're the three countries where it's constitutional to conceal carry.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. So where will the first one be?
Probably near me. I'm in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. I moved here 19 years ago because, again, I knew I was going to do this. And I'm literally in the middle of Amish country. They have their own enclave. Exclave is a play on the word enclave. An enclave is basically a country within a country. Washington, D.C. is an enclave. The Vatican is an enclave, et cetera. And they have their own enclaves, you know, dotted throughout the United States too. And, you know, they don't wear masks unless they go to the English stores. That's what they call us. Mm-hmm. And everything is great. I mean, they're always smiling even throughout this. In fact, their business is way up because people are running out of food, so they're going to the Amish farms to get their food. Wow. So they're happy. Yeah. They're happy as can be.
And they're left alone by all this. Do they have the same belief system? Do you have any evidence that they're following along with the mandates?
Oh, no, they laughed. I'm like, you can be honest with me. We're stupid people, right? They're like, we can't believe that you're doing what you're doing. They laugh. It's funny.
So none of the Pennsylvania mandates, even though the governor, I think, is sort of given notice not to enforce them of Pennsylvania. So they don't fall under any of these things, or they themselves don't choose to believe.
Yeah. First of all, they overturned that. What you're talking about, and they gave no opinion, so it was overturned without opinion, which means it's just total corruption.
Oh, but right. No, the Amish. So that, when was that overturned? Because I was just listening that a
couple of days ago.
So what? Now you're back to mandates again.
No. What it just means is they can go back to mandates. What the judge ruled was it could not go back.
Mm-hmm. So now they can go back.
So now they can go back. Because we will go back. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Right. So getting back to the Amish, I really don't like bringing them up because I've tested this. Anytime I use the word Amish in like a headline in my advertising, it gets terrible response. It just turns people off for some reason.
Right.
But they're very amazing people to watch. They did a deal with the United States government so they don't have to pay taxes. There's actually an IRS form that they fill out so they don't pay taxes. They are a very powerful group, and nobody messes with them. They don't have police. They only have one lawyer for ceremonial purposes. The church is pretty much the police. And they're just, like I said, most of them are super happy. They get I forget what age they get. They get like a week off of being Amish, and they can be like English people for a week. And if they want to leave the Amish, they can do that.
Isn't that when they turn like 16 or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
They just go on an absolute bender.
Yeah, they go on, exactly. But 99% of them come back because they're like, it's you don't want to be like the English.
Right. Like yeah. Plus, you know, you go, 16 years being all pure, and then you go on a wicked bender, man. I think the old Amish people know what they're doing. It's like my dad did. I remember when I was like 5 years old, I snuck a drink. I'm sorry. That was my grandpa when I was five. My dad, I stole a beer from him when I was like 10 years old, and he caught me. And he said, oh, okay, you want a drink? We'll drink. And so he got a case of beer, took me in the backyard, and we drank. And he made me continue to drink. And people probably call it child abuse, but he knew what he was doing. I didn't drink for a long time after that because of the consequences of drinking. It kind of reminds me of the 16-year-old bender that these Amish people do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
guys,
I'm wearing out. We started at 8 o'clock, so I'm wearing out, Uncle Lot, and you've done two shows today, so you're probably getting tired too.
Yeah, I'm getting tired. So, but I appreciate we have 54 people watching, which is astonishing to me, and really grateful. It's awesome that we have the phone number, and we're going to do a really good job now from this point on of giving people an opportunity to call in. And if we have a guest, be able to call in and ask some questions and such. So we're faking it till we make it, everyone, and you're helping us make it. So any constructive feedback you have, any suggested guests that you might have, my email address is uncleod333 at gmail.com. Just get in touch, and I'm usually very, very responsive. Not so much in the chat while I'm talking, but you get it. All right. So, Ab, you wanna wrap this up? Marcus, thank you so much for calling in, and you need to work on your Australian accent because you didn't pull the John LeBron thing like we planned.
Yeah, my John LeBron was almost as bad as Marcus's Alan Watt, but that's fine. But we'll have Marcus on when he has his connection going, and maybe you guys can beta that EMAC or whatever system.
And absolutely,
ECAM. Yep.
I don't know how you can get me on because I'm not an Apple person.
No, you don't have to. With that's actually the best part is as long as you have a browser, mm-hmm. it sends a link to your guest. The link will ask for permission to use your microphone, and then boom, you're in.
Oh, that's nice. Cool. Browser.
Can you schedule the meetings?
Oh yeah, it's amazing.
Like Zoom. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Todd is a huge Zoom guy because he does so many business things on Zoom. So, and it works. Yeah. But I'm sure you can pivot maybe and try it out. You're pretty good with trying stuff. So.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. And Marcus is tip of the spear on that type of stuff on tech. So I'll follow your lead. Get it working to where you're like, it's ready. And then I'll jump right in.
Oh no, it's ready right now.
It is.
I just had this one little tiny annoyance thing where there's a little bit of latency on a YouTube video, and I'm not worried about that.
I got you. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Marcus. And we'll do another. Thanks, guys. We'll do an exclusive show.
I want to especially thank in your chat Perception Navigator. Thank you, Perception Navigator.
Okay, I don't
shout
know.
Shout out to
that. That name rings a bell. But I just
why do you want to give Perception Navigator a shout out? I'm just curious.
Oh, he's on hold. Oh, sorry.
Go read the comments.
Oh, he's on hold. Sorry about that.
Oh, he is?
All right.
I was just going to say.
All right. Take care, Marcus.
I was wondering if you know. Perception Navigator's on hold. By all means, let's take him.
Well, that's for sure. I can't see who's on hold. I just have to wait till the call comes flowing in. That's here we go. That's okay.
Hold time, 56 minutes.
Oh!
How did Marcus squeeze in?
That hurts.
Hey, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, there we go.
PN, we are sorry that you were on hold so long. That hurts me.
We have no way of seeing who's on hold. That's the problem with this system. No,
I figured if I complained enough, I could get on there.
Well, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Late, but I'm here. What's happening?
Where are you from, and how did you find the oddball? As I affectionately call him.
I'm Buck Cherry in your Discord.
Oh, hey, Buck.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, not much. You came back to the Discord. Good on you, mate.
I did.
Yeah, we've talked before, I think.
We have. Is my connection better this time?
I'm okay. It's a little low, but all the calls are a little bit low. I have no way of boosting it at this time, so we'll just have to, as long as Uncle Odd can hear you.
I can hear you fine.
Awesome. Is Marcus still on here, or is he already off?
No, I don't really have a way that I know of conferencing people. So he came in on the hotline. So it's not quite as versatile as Discord.
Gotcha.
So you sacrifice the simplicity of the phone number for a few features. But that's okay. We don't really want a party line because we know how they can go.
Right. That was kind of the reason why we started this thing. So people don't talk over each other.
Yeah, I do like the call-in feature you guys have. Kind of gives it a little more, a little zest, a little zing.
Yeah, I think so. And Ab, props to you. I think it's great. I mean, I want more of this. It's great to
Well, it's good because you actually have an audience, whereas when I do an audio, I don't have an audience to reach out to. So you have a pretty big audience. So there's people that are actually live listening, which is fantastic.
Yeah. There's 42 watching right now, And if all 42 of you would find someone in your operating reality and send a link to one of my videos to them that you think they may be interested in, it could be the Sprouts video, it could be the Breaking the Spell video or whatever. But just encourage people to come give us a listen, because if you like what you hear, because we'd like to, I'd like to get this over 1,000 so that I can live stream. So when I do go to Sprouts next time, you can be there right there with me.
Yeah. And are you masked up where you are, Buck Cherry? I can't remember where you're from. Sorry.
I am. I'm in Ohio. I'm only masked up because I'm dealing with like silica, not for stuff that doesn't exist. I can see the dust that I wear a mask for, but it's a full respirator. I cut stone and do masonry, so.
So you need that for sure, because that stuff is nasty when it gets in your lungs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I wear a mask for that. So to hear you guys complaining about like your little N95 mask, come on, man, grow up. I'm wearing a full face respirator at 98-degree heat, sweat my balls off.
Yeah, that is
true. But actually doing it for safety, you know, then
it's not so bad. If people were actually wearing their masks out there for real safety, different story.
Yeah, you can see what it's.
Nobody I work with wears a mask when they actually should.
Oh, no kidding!
Yeah, a lot of construction guys.
We're putting a screened enclosure on, and I have a. Just a lot of brick pavers back there, and they were doing they came over yesterday and they were doing these 12 by 12 pavers around, and they had to cut them, several of them, and they weren't wearing a mask. And I was like, man, look at that dust. It's crazy.
Were they cut
dry? Yeah.
They didn't. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. They were cutting dry. It was horrible. I'm like, ooh. God, you get what you're breathing in, but
all day long.
Yeah, yeah. So now, where do you live?
I'm in Ohio. Around
you're in Ohio. Okay,
but I've only been here. I actually got here right before COVID happened. I'm originally from Atlanta.
Okay, how did because really life just revolves around football. How did the Ohio teams do today?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I haven't paid any attention to sports ball in years.
Okay. Man, I'm feeling lonely in here.
I know the Braves beat the Reds, but that's only because I played against one of the Reds players in high school.
Okay.
You're the only one that follows football here. Sorry.
I know. I'm just feeling kind of a little alone because, you know,
I'm only interested how COVID is wrecking it, because apparently a couple games were put off or put over. Yeah. So.
Well, yeah. I kind of have a little theory that this is going to be one of the most outstanding years in sports, just because it's already so fixed and, you know, people weren't like expecting sports to happen. So like, if you look at some of the baseball, like the Braves broke a record number. They like scored like 27 runs. Like, you're talking about magnetic balls and basketball. Go check those balls out, dude. Who hits, like, they're like 10 home runs in that game.
Oh, is that right?
Well, here's a conspiracy that I would love, hailing from Tampa, Florida. So Tampa, the Lightning won the Stanley Cup. Our football baseball team's doing pretty well. Can you imagine if they win? And then Tampa Super Bowl is here in Tampa this year. And so if we won the Super Bowl and did the trifecta, that would be pretty cool. I'd support that conspiracy.
Are you guys big market enough for that? I thought only big market teams won the Super Bowl, like New England and whoever.
Yeah, but now we have Tom Brady, so that kind of makes us big market.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Plus, this is the year of COVID. Anything and everything goes.
That's right. No, this world is so upside down that the losingest team in any sport franchise, which over this last decade has been the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that they might win the Super Bowl. That tells you this world is upside down.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Mighty Ducks won the Stanley Cup.
Could be. Now, see, when you start talking Stanley Cup, I don't know a thing about hockey, and I don't care about baseball.
Mighty Ducks, that was a bad joke. I hope somebody listening thought that was funny.
Oh.
Mighty Ducks is the It's some 80s movie or something.
Yes.
Okay, I get it now. For all I knew, there was a team, the Mighty Ducks. Okay, you got me. A little slow on the on-ramp.
Me too. I'm already passing out because I've been up for a while. But anyway, thank you, Buck. I appreciate it. And Buck is a patron of Fakeologist.com, so I really appreciate that. Fakeologist.com/donors and donate and all those things. All the links are on my site and to this show as well. So thank you so much for calling.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'll be calling in. I get the email and updates, so I'll be calling in and give you some chance to use your technology.
All right, I appreciate that.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking my call at the end of the show.
All right, thanks for calling. And I hope they're okay.
Hey, there's 33 watching now. 33.
That's a great number. All right.
Okay.
Well, Uncle Lodge, good job. You're hitting it out of the park. Keep it up.
Thank you for your support, your assistance, your help, and your partnership on this. This is fun.
Yeah, great call and great night. And we'll publish all this by tomorrow. I'm sure it'll come down the pike.
All right. Okay, everyone in the chat, thank you for tuning in. We really do appreciate you. All right. With that,
all right.
We're out. Cheers.
Tonight.